This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we are starting to get into that wetter part of the year finally, but that means we need to be careful of how we're driving on those roads that may have a bit of water on them. I'm joined by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. Mark, how's it going?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So, of course, wet weather driving is tricky enough, especially when we get so used to dry with the drought that we do see in South Australia on the regular. What should we be keeping in mind?
Look, the reality is that, the type of rains we've been having lately, we've been getting quite big deluges. Just need to remind people that even though we don't have the sort of torrential things that you see in the Queensland floods and things like that, there's still an opportunity for you to be at risk here, especially up in the north where we get some of those, ford crossings that, come across the road. So a couple of things just to remind everybody. The old saying, if it's flooded, forget it. Just don't even contemplate it. Even experienced four-wheel drivers, have to do a lot of checks to make sure that they can cross something. Also a reminder that, engines work by taking in air, compressing it, putting fuel with it and burning it. Water doesn't compress. So a lot of the air intakes on some cars will be down below. And what in fact happens is you get them, if they suck in water, it can effectively destroy the engine. So, you look at four-wheel drives, the serious four-wheel drives, that's why you see the air snorkel that often runs out the guard and up over to the top of the roof, so it's well and truly away from the water. And if you do have to happen to go through water, that's below the sills and stuff like that, when you get out, just make sure you give your brakes a bit of a jab, and just to make sure that you've got rid of the water out of all of those systems. So you can do that by just going along slowly and allowing the brakes to warm up by just lightly putting the foot on the brake pedal as you're driving, or you can just go along and if you've got nobody behind you. Do a bit of a firm brake, and again, that heat will get into the brakes and get rid of that water. So it's just a couple of things, and it's sort of stuff that you don't even think about until you're in it, and hopefully, this conversation we're having today will just, get it a little further front of mind for people if they're out, especially on the weekend. It looks like it's be raining all the way through to the weekend, and they happen to come across any of these sort of waters up there.
And of course, it doesn't actually take much to make a car float, does it?
No, look, the reality is the seals around doors now are pretty good. They've sealed them to keep dust out, keep air conditioning in, and keep noxious gases out. But the effect of that is that, sometimes it almost hermetically seals them, so you've got something that will act like a sealed container and float. The other thing about it, too, is that a lot of the systems... do cope with driving at high speed in the rain. There's a term called aquaplaning, and essentially what it means is if you can see water that's either the rain's coming down that much that it's pooling on top of the road, or you've got long stretches of pooled water, when you get there, the grooves in the tyre, which are designed to allow water to flow through them so that the rubber part of the tyre still stays in contact with the ground. If it hits it hard enough, say, over 90 k's, it'll actually lift the car off the ground and skid on that water. Aquaplaning, in particular, on new freeways and all that is a problem. But some cars now, if you're going along, the system says, okay, we're doing 100 kilometres now. They've got the wipers on. The wipers are on too, so it must be fairly heavy rain. They actually, you don't even know they're doing it. They slightly touch the brakes, every so often, just to keep them wet keep them dry and ready to go if you need them. So there's some little technology tricks that are out there to help you with some of this wet weather driving.
And I guess just a bit more of a left field question, but you're saying that with the air intake, if it gets wet, it can really damage the engine, can stop you moving. What about electric vehicles then? Because they, of course, work different to fuel engines.
Yeah, so they're very well protected. Their earth and the systems are quite well sealed. It's direct current, but it's quite high voltage. But they don't, when you're driving, they're no different to the risk that you have from internal combustion vehicles.
Well, hopefully we don't see rains that are so heavy that people are waterplaning and aquaplaning, I should say, and damaging their cars. But Mark, thank you so much for your advice today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA on your Classic It's Breakfast.